This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Supreme Court has refused to cancel NEET UG 2024 examination and also declined to order a retest. The order paves the way for commencement of counselling process from today for admission to undergraduate courses in government and private medical colleges across India. A three-judge bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur said that the material on record is not indicative of a systematic leak of the question paper to indicate a disruption of the sanctity of the examination held on May 5. The bench said, "We are of the considered view that ordering the cancellation of the entire NEET UG 2024 exam is not justified on application of settled principles propounded by the decisions of this court on the basis of material on record." The bench, which also included Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra, said that directing a fresh NEET UG for the present year will be replete with serious consequences, which will be for over 20 lakh students who appeared in this exam and would cause disruption of admission schedule. The apex court said cancellation of NEET UG 2024 can have cascading effects on the course of medical education, impact on availability of qualified medical professionals in the future, and be seriously disadvantageous for the marginalized group for whom reservation was made in allocation of seats. Regarding a particular question in physics section of NEET UG 2024 examination, the top court has asked National Testing Agency to retally the NEET UG result on the basis that option 4 represented the only correct answer to the question. The National Jal Jeevan Mission has achieved a historic milestone, providing tap water connections to 15 crore rural households across the country. The mission has showcased unprecedented speed and scale, increasing rural tap connection coverage from 3 crore in 2019 to 15 crore in a short span of 5 years. The mission was announced in 2019 with the aim to provide tap water supply to every rural home by 2024. In a post on social media, Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said this milestone has not only given a gift of pure water to the countrymen but also improved their quality of life. As on date, 8 states and 3 union territories have achieved 100% coverage. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit since the assumption of office. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival to New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, FTA. This visit marks the first high-profile delegation from London since the formation of the Labour Party government under British PM Keir Starmer. Secretary Lammy will meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar this evening. Mr. Lammy is also expected to hold discussions with Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and NSA Ajit Doval and call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Earlier during a phone call on July 6, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the British PM Keir Starmer discussed the importance of the living bridge between the UK and India, the 2030 roadmap, and agreed there is a wide range of areas across defence, critical and emerging technology, and climate change for the two countries to deepen their cooperation on. Director of the U.S. Secret Service Kimberly Cheadle has resigned after facing scrutiny over security lapses related to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. Kimberly Cheadle informed her staff via email that she is stepping down as the director of the Secret Service. She was facing calls to resign amid dissatisfaction with her testimony at the House Oversight Committee's hearing yesterday. India Meteorological Department has predicted isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. Met Department has forecast that rainfall activity is likely to increase over Indo-Gangetic Plains during next 2 days. In northwest India, scattered to fairly spread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh during next 5 days. In Women Asia Cup cricket, India sealed their spot in the semi-finals with a dominating 82-run victory over Nepal in their final group match at Dembula in Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.